Too Sweet to Sing by Lisa M. Grover, Editorial Associate. Like great art, the hymns are tone pictures of the gospel's beauty. Here is a gallery of favorites. Blessed be the name of our God. Let us sing to his praise. Alma chapter 26, verse 8. At the birth of the Savior Jesus Christ, angels sang of his coming, and after the Last Supper, Jesus and the apostles sang a hymn. In the Doctrine and Covenants, the Lord tells Emma Smith that music should be an important part of our lives too. The song of the righteous is a prayer unto me, and it shall be answered with a blessing upon their heads. Doctrine and Covenants, section 25, verse 12. On the following pages, we've gathered pictures of the Savior and words from LDS hymns about the Savior. As you listen, think about the meaning of the words and the meaning of his life. Happy Easter. Painting by Carl Heinrich Block. There is no end to glory, there is no end to love. There is no end to being, there is no death above. If you could hie to Kolob, hymns number 284. Oh, how joyful it will be when our Savior we shall see, when in splendor he'll descend, then all wickedness will end. Oh, what songs we then will sing to our Savior, Lord and King. Oh, what love will then bear sway when our fears shall flee away. Come, ye children of the Lord, hymns number 58. Painting by Carl Heinrich Block. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. John chapter 14, verse 27. Come unto Jesus, ye heavy laden, care worn and fainting, by sin oppressed. He'll safely guide you unto that haven, where all who trust him may rest. Come unto Jesus. Hymns number 117. Painting by Carl Heinrich Block. We know he is coming to gather his sheep and lead them to Zion in love. For why in the valley of death should they weep, or in the lone wilderness rove? Redeemer of Israel, hymns number 6. Upon the cross of Calvary they crucified our Lord, and sealed with blood the sacrifice that sanctified his word. Upon the cross of Calvary, hymns number 184. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. There is a green hill far away, hymns number 194. Painting by Carl Heinrich Block. Jesus, the very thought of thee with sweetness fills my breast, but sweeter far thy face to see and in thy presence rest. Jesus, our only joy be thou, and thou our prize wilt be. Jesus, be thou our glory now and through eternity. Jesus, the very thought of thee, hymns number 141. I am the light and the life of the world. 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 11. Once he groaned in blood and tears, now in glory he appears. Once rejected by his own, now their king he shall be known. Jesus, once of humble birth. Hymns number 196. Painting by Carl Heinrich Block. He is risen, he is risen. Tell it out with joyful voice. He has burst his 3 days prison. Let the whole wide world rejoice. Death is conquered, man is free. Christ has won the victory. He is risen. Hymns number 199. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden, gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. How great thou art. Hymns number 86. Note. Copyright 1953 S.K. Hine, assigned to Manna Music Incorporated. All rights reserved. Used by permission. The Lord is my light, then why should I fear? By day and by night his presence is near. He is my salvation from sorrow and sin. This blessed assurance the Spirit doth bring. The Lord is my light. Hymns number 89. Painting by Carl Heinrich Block. Hearts in Harmony. Power. That's what the seminary council at East High School in Salt Lake City wanted. Not the power that builds fortunes or lights buildings, but the power that builds testimonies and lights the fire of the Spirit. The council members decided to draw on their powers of creativity to create an opening assembly for the school year that would get everyone excited about following the Savior. They knew that music is an especially powerful tool, particularly hymns like the ones you've read on these pages, and that when paired with visual images, it is even more effective. The scriptures have power, too. So they decided to find a scriptural theme for the whole seminary to live by for the year. But they knew that to make a good decision, they would have to rely on another power, the power of prayer. When we got together to make the final selection for our scripture theme for the year, we knelt down and prayed, says Megan Felt. After we voted, it seemed that everyone knew the right scripture. That scripture was 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 and 8. A scripture that talks not only about power, but also about love. It was a perfect fit. This scripture is a reminder to me that the Savior is always there, says Council Member Enos Beebe. And, after seeing the assembly that the council had spent hours putting together, which featured a slideshow of artwork of the Savior paired with music about his life, other students echoed Enos's thoughts about the scripture, and that made all the work worth it, even if it did take a powerful long time. End of the article, 'Tis Sweet to Sing.